Appreciate the Brother Isaac filling in for Sunday school teacher. And I think Sister Janie was back in the other class filling in for Kimber. And we just appreciate everybody stepping up and just helping out. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I know we did. We had more than we needed to eat. And I'll just leave it at that. But we were truly blessed. And you know, I don't want to sound unappreciative this morning at all, but, and I don't want to come across wrong, but does it ever bother anybody but me that the teachers teach their heart out, the singers sing to the best of their ability, I get up and I preach my heart out, and I don't get any response? Does that ever bother anybody but me? I know that we just heard a wonderful testimony, Sister Anita, about somebody getting saved. But it seems like that we are living in a world, a society maybe that is hardened, calloused, maybe overeducated. And, you know, it's troubling to me that we see sinners that come in into church services time and time again. They come here and they leave just like they came. Is it something I'm doing wrong? Is it something the singers are doing wrong? Maybe Sunday school teachers are not teaching it like they should. I'm just a little torn this morning. If you've got your Bibles, go to Psalms chapter 24. And I've been mulling this over in my, this hasn't been just happening in the last 2 weeks. I wanted to preach this last Sunday and the Lord said no. I finally got released to preach it. This is a familiar passage of scriptures to most of you Bible readers. You'll know this by heart. Psalms chapter 24, I'm going to begin reading at verse number 7. And before I do that, you're going to have to excuse me just a minute. I've got to take off this jacket. I've got on thermals, tops and bottoms, and I'm about to smother up here. Just be thankful I'm taking off my jacket, not my thermals. In verse number 7, the Bible says, "Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. Which that just means to ponder, to think on it. Who are we to think that the King of glory, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, would even come into this place? Who am I that a king would lay down and die on an old rugged cross for a sinner such as me? Who am I? Well, it makes me wonder what he's talking about. I've heard this preached, Brother Virgil, but not to my satisfaction. Who is this King of glory? Well, I think we could all agree that that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think we could all agree that we want Him to come into this place. I can't do it. I like that sticker Brother Rick's got on his truck. He says, I can't, but I know a guy who can. I don't have the power to heal. I don't have the power to save or to cast out demons, but I know one that can. He has all power in the heaven and in earth. Well, I think I know who the King of Glory is. And I think I know what the gates and the doors are. They're pretty common. They're real common in the Holy Land. They had fortified cities. They would have a door. They'd have a gate. The gate was on the outside and a door on the inside. It's kind of like you have on your house. Some of you have a storm door that you have a lock on it. And inside the storm door, you have a front door that you have a lock on it. And in order to get in the front door, you have to go through the storm door to get into it. It is a portal of entrance. It is a place you can come and go. There's ingress and egress, in and out. So I think I kind of understand what a gate is and a door is. It is a double portion, if you will. But that leads me to the question, is what is the head? This is what bothers me. He said in verse number 7, lift up your head. In verse number 9, he said, lift up your heads. Now, I know metaphorically and symbolically, he's talking about the head. Are you with me? But here's the problem. He's talking to the gate. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. So, that led me to the question, what is the head? The head sometimes referred to the people that was in control of the gates. They was the head of the gate. We are in control of the gate. We can let the Holy Spirit come in, or we can shut Him out. We're in control of that. Now, why He would allow me to be in control of the gate of my soul, I have no idea. But the King of Glory decided to let me be in charge of the gate. I can control that. You're in control of whether or not this morning you will allow the King of Glory to come in. You can shut Him out, or you can let Him in. Now, the Holy Spirit, I don't know why God planned it this way, but that's the way He planned it. The Holy Spirit will preach, He'll teach, He'll show you all things. He won't make you get saved, but He'll make you wish you were saved. It is up to you what you're going to do with Jesus. There is another train of thought that the head of the gate is the beam or the header. That whenever the King of Glory comes in, we have to lift the gate up high and wide, so because He is so big and so mighty that He's not going to have to stoop down to come into it. My God's bigger than that. You say, well, preacher, I think you're a little bit off base. I read to where that they would even remove the gates of the city sometimes to show that their hospitality towards a king that was coming to visit. They would completely remove the gate off of its hinges for a dignitary that was coming to visit their city to show them the respect that they had for them. But that really didn't satisfy me. Another train of thought is that they're talking about the portcullis. That's spelled P-O-R-T-C-U-L-L-I-S. Some of you will probably know what I'm talking about whenever I talk about it's like a spiked lattice that would come down, that they would raise it so high. It was made out of iron, out of metal, and they would raise it so high so you could walk through, but you couldn't ride horses through. They could control the height of it. Some believe that that was referred to as the head of the gate. That they would say to raise it up. But really that didn't satisfy my curiosity either. And then I got to looking at the gate head. Some of y'all have seen probably maybe even have chain link fences in your backyard or your front yard. Gates to where you have the double swinging gates that open. You put a lock on the gate, the latch on the gate. It doesn't do any good. You've got to have something that keeps one of the gates stationary. Or you've got to attach both of them together. Sometimes you'll find out that they've got what's called a header that goes over the top of one gate and over the top of the other gate. Are you with me? You'll see sometimes they'll have an L bracket that comes off of the gate or off of a double door, and they'll have a two before or something between those doors. That is a head of the gate. Here's where it got interesting to me. That is the lock to the gate. He's saying, lift up the lock off of the gate. Well, what is the lock? The lock is right here. The mind. The gate, well, where's the gate? The gate is here, but the door is here. We want to get the King of Glory into the door. But the problem that I realize that we're having is we got to get the lock off of the gate. You're trying to figure Christ out, and you cannot figure Christ out. We're wanting to get all this situated in our heads and figure everything out before. I'll tell you what, the problem is in our head. We need to diagnose our head with our mind and believe that. I'm going to believe that He is who He says He is. And confess with my mouth that the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. And Romans says, and he shall be saved. I don't need to figure all this out and try to find out, you know why, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. I tell you what, just take Him for who He is and what He says. Come to Him and say, Lord, here I am, a sinner, forgive me. My grandpa, I've heard him testify. I've heard my dad talk about it. He spent weeks turned into the months praying for salvation. He had rejected Christ as a young man. He felt like, and he had testified that he had to eventually just press his way into salvation. He said he made up his mind that if he went to hell, he was going to go to hell a-praying. You'll never be able to reason in your mind about salvation. You'll never get saved by what you know. It didn't take my grandfather weeks and months and to get saved. It took him weeks and months to get the lock off of the gate. Is that scripture? Hebrews tells us in 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let me tell you something, you're not going to figure this out. I've been at this a long time, and I still don't know it all. I still don't understand. His ways are higher than my ways. Brother Isaac, I cannot wrap my brain around it. Of why a king could come and die for a sinner such as I. But he done it. We a lot of times, I know the church is to blame for this. We'll say today is the day of salvation. But that's not what the Bible says. Second Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. He says, for he saith, I've heard that there is a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Even now. Today, even now, is all the time that we have. We'll say today is the day of salvation, but we're not promised the rest of today. All we have is right now. Right now. The believers. We argue, we bicker with one another, we fuss, we calculate, if I do this, well then somebody will say that, and somebody will think this, and somebody will think that, and really, what does it matter? Brother Isaac preached a Sunday school lesson that went right along with us. We only have one person to please, and that's the King of Glory. Unlock your mind. Your mind is your biggest, the biggest battle you'll have is right between these two ears. What will somebody think if I get up? What will somebody think if I shout? What will somebody think if I run around the altar? I'll do what if I have a mind to, I'll just do it. You may think I'm crazy, but you don't know where I've been and what I come from. And I just want to stomp on the devil. If we would unlock our mind and let our heart loose, worship him in spirit and in truth. Lift up you gates, lift up you head, O you gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. The problem we've got is the gate wants to say, well, what will they think? The gate wants to say, well, you're crazy. The gate wants to say, oh, you got all the time in the world. The gate wants to say, what will they say about you at work? The gate will say, there's a cameras all over this place. They're watching you. The gate will say, you can't live this kind of life. The gate will tell you that there's some things that you need to get fixed in your life before you become a Christian. Lift up the gates. Lift them up. Why are we so reluctant? Real quickly, the number one reason is we're afraid to lift up the head, unlock the gate, and open the doors, is because it makes us feel vulnerable. Well, if I act that way, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? The devil will say that you're vulnerable to the attacks of the church. Dead Christians don't want you to praise God. If you have a problem with me shouting, you might as well get over it, because I've already unlocked the gate. I'm going to worship whether you do or not. I'm going to praise the King whether you do or not. Would you get to the place where you realize that the devil and God cannot fit through the same gate at the same time, you can go ahead and unlock it and don't worry about it and just praise Him. My God is bigger than that. Either He's God or He's not God. Point number two. When you get over the vulnerability, listen to me. You've got sickness. You've got chains. You've got things that are hindering you. You've got bondage. You got the old devil whispering in your... Would you get over the vulnerability, the side of it? The next thing you can expect is going to be a visitation. I've heard people time and time again come to the altar, give their heart to God, and the first thing they'll say is, why didn't I do it sooner? You'll receive a visitation. I promise you, you take that first step. Unlock the mind. Quit trying to figure this out. Unlock the mind and let God enter in. You are the gatekeeper. But we control the lock on that gate and we say, not today. Maybe later. I'm not ready. I got some more living I want to do. I want to do this and I want to do that. But if you'll unlock that gate and say, I don't understand. You don't have to understand it. By faith, come to God. You'll get a visitation. Point number three. When you get the visitation, you'll get the victory. You'll get the victory. Romans tells us in 8:37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. I've been preaching a series of sermons lately on Can You See It? There are some here that are in bondage this morning, and they need to unlock the gate in order to let the King come in. Can you see it? I didn't ask you if you can understand it. You can get educated. You can go to seminary school and have the highest degrees. But are blind. This is a faith walk. Come back to the music, if you will. I preached long enough. Can you see it this morning? And I know what the gate is telling you. He's telling you that there'll be another day. Maybe under a different minister. Well, you want to wait until maybe grandpa or grandma or aunt or uncle or somebody else that's ministered. Maybe some big time evangelist comes and you want to get saved under his preaching. I understand that. But it's not today is the day of salvation. Now is the time of salvation. If the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, now is the time. Don't put it off. Unlock the gate. Lift up the gate and allow the mind to open up and allow Him to come into your heart this morning. Would you stand with me? The altar's open. Maybe someone here has a need.